Don, thanks for calling.
Hey, Annie, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, you know, I heard Wes earlier, and you said, what did he lie about and saw that? Well, you know, you kind of answered your own question. I mean, you, I know everybody on the right thinks that this Trump walks on water, but, you know,
he's not very smart.
The lady that was just on there, he's not a very smart man. He really isn't. Everybody that's ever had any dealings with him will tell you that if you read up on this guy.
Don, that's not true. All the people who are his major opponents now loved him when he was a Democrat. The only thing that changes is
you're wrong. That's all bull. That's bull. Because this guy, I'm telling you, and just like Wes said, if he didn't have anything to hide, then sit down with him. But this guy can't tell the truth.
What's he lying about?
Well, he lied about his taxes, for one. He said they were under audit, said he was going to release them.
He didn't release his taxes. How do you know he lied?
He said they were under audit. How long does an audit take, Annie?
But come on, I'm not stupid either.
You keep saying you're not stupid. Well, you are stupid because you believe this guy. This guy's a shyster. He's been a shyster his whole life.
Go on. Get it out.
The porn star. What's her name? Oh, I didn't sleep with her. You know that's not true. All these other gals, you know that's not true. Come on, Annie. You're not stupid. I know that.
No, Don, you just told me I was stupid. Now you're a liar.
I know, but you're
Don,
not
you
stupid.
Said I was stupid, and then yeah. you said I, one of yeah. those is a lie.
Well, you're stupid when you believe this guy, everything that this guy says. That's what you're stupid about.
I don't believe everything this guy says. I'm actually critical of the president, and I get bashed for that, too.
But you carry the water, and you drink the Kool-Aid for this guy every day. I hear you. I listen, too.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'm one of the guys that are listening out there, too. So I'm just saying, if he has nothing to hide, sit down with Mueller. But he can't go in there and tell the truth. And everybody like you and the people on the right are saying, oh, it's a trap. It's not a trap if you're truthful. Let the truth set you free, as they say.
I think you need to be set free. Mm-hmm. I set you free, Don. Thanks for calling the show.
You know something? You're not nice.
Woo!
He called me stupid.
He did. And then he turned around and said, you're not stupid.
Well, apparently, I am one or the other, folks. I don't know which
it
is. Oh, all right.
And I'm the executive producer, so dang it, it matters what I say.
All right. Diana, are you going to yell at me, Diana? I need to know.
I need to brace myself.
Insult me on my own show.
I'm not going to yell at you, Annie.
Go ahead.
Definitely do not do the interview, is my opinion.
Yeah.
You talked about political gain and loss and all that. The people that support Trump don't care about this interview.
Exactly.
The people that support Trump know that it's a trap. They can see the obvious prejudice against him, and they don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Diana, you know, and thanks for calling the show. I appreciate you not calling me stupid like the other guy. But here's the thing. When she says that people know it's a trap, I'm going to be honest and say I'm not even 100% sure it's a trap. I'm like 75% thinking this could be a trap. 25% thinking maybe there's some questions that need to be asked and need to be answered. But I don't trust these people to ask the questions and to not have the rope in their hand when they walk in to tie it around the neck of the president and hang him for something that isn't what they're actually supposed to be afraid of. The boogeyman is that Donald Trump actively worked with the Russians to steal an American presidential election. That in and of itself is a terrifying proposition, whether you're Republican or Democrat. The fact that that is a possibility, that that could exist if anybody did it, should frighten everybody. But the truth is that we don't have evidence. You and I don't have evidence that suggests that he actually did it. What we have is what was this guy's name?
Don.
Who says I'm stupid. What we have here is a character assassination because you don't like this guy's morality. Well, Don, guess what? I don't like it either. I'm not a fan of a guy who's going to go cheat on his wife multiple times and do it over and over and over again. That's on the people he's married to. If I had to have him, if he was in my life, I would voice my concerns if it was appropriate to do so. But that's not the role he's playing in the life of the American taxpayer. And it's worth mentioning again and again and again that the American people had to choose between Donald Trump, who had an unfaithful relationship previously with his spouse, and Hillary Clinton. Like, she's the bastion of hope for marriage in America. That relationship when she was willing to throw women who were abused by her husband under the bus for her own political game. So the morality question existed between two people, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.